Sam Phillips has died. 51 years ago, he opened a small recording studio at 706 Union Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee. Sun Records became one of the birthplaces of rock and roll.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
Phillips charged $1.99 to anyone who wanted to make a personal recording. It's where Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats made what some consider the first rock and roll song, Rocket 88. Phillips also launched the careers of Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, and Jerry Lee Lewis. In 1993, I spoke with Phillips about his legacy and why he was driven to record what was known in the 1950s as race music.
Well, that long black train carried my baby home.
People at that time, and no disrespect for any human being on this earth, but people didn't look upon this as real artistry. So I just felt that knowing that these people, just based on the hardships and things that I had been through as a child coming through the 1930s depression, and I knew my life wasn't nearly as bad as theirs, and these people had something to say, something real, and I kind of liked that.
During his early years at Sun, Phillips' goal was to find the right way of introducing black music to white audiences. He decided it would take a white singer who sounded black. In 1953, a young truck driver named Elvis Presley walked through the door, wanting to make a record for his mother.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
The first thing that we had was That's All Right, Mama. Arthur Big Boy Crudup had it out a number of years before that. On the other side, we took the old classic Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe and did that. And Paul Ackerman was music editor for Billboard for a number of years. And when they got this record in, he said, Sam, you either had to be a genius or you're the dumbest person that ever got into the business. Here you are with a classic country thing, bluegrass at that, one side, and got a white boy singing Big Boy Crudup on the other. I said, well, man, I assure you I'm no genius, so maybe we got lucky.
It's all right now, Mama.
Were you conscious of creating a new kind of music?
I wasn't conscious of creating a new kind of music. I think I was conscious of letting out the insides, emotional insides of people, and that was the challenge to a great extent. Oh man, I loved the music. I loved it. I dearly loved it. So this was a beautiful experience. It still is, to see the influence that it's had around the world.
Sam Phillips from a 1993 interview. Phillips died yesterday in Memphis of respiratory failure. He was 80 years old.
You can shake it one time for me. You know her has to come over, baby. Oh, Lord, she ain't going on. Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around.